Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host, for beginning another week of Fire on the Earth, a program dedicated to the promotion of Catholic mission and evangelization. Well, here we are. We're in the week preparing for the season of Lent, this important penitential time in the church year. The church, in her great wisdom, the church is our mother and leads us through the whole life and passion, life, death, resurrection of Jesus. Every year we walk in the footsteps of Christ. The church teaches us the way, the pathway, the wisdom, the life, the teaching of Jesus, and we walk in it. We live the rhythm of Jesus' life, and we participate in it so that we become conformed to it, so we begin to live the life of Jesus in the power of the Holy Spirit as His church. And of course, Wednesday, just 3 days from now, we celebrate and begin the season of Lent with Ash Wednesday, this penitential season. I want to talk a little bit about some of these themes this week as it begins to unfold. But to start with, I'd like to take up reading a couple of readings from yesterday. The church has been preparing us, I don't know if you've noticed it, over the last number of weeks in the passages that were given at Mass daily. They're beginning to focus on what I would say called some of the harder teachings of Jesus, where Jesus dials in and He reminds us just how radical the Christian life is and what each one of us is personally called by God to do with our lives, the radical way in which we're called to love God and to love our neighbor, how radically we're supposed to battle against sin. The readings that were given are pressing in, talk a little bit more about the commandments, ethical living, the moral responsibility that we have both toward God and neighbor. And so the church is helping us see and prepare for the season of Lent, because Lent is a deep dive into each one of us, into our hearts, to ask ourselves the question, where are we in relationship to the great commandments that the Lord has given to us? Because at the heart of it all is the Christian life, as we've talked about many times in the program, is a new life in the Holy Spirit. Christianity is being baptized into Christ, literally in baptism, and receiving the life of God, which is the power of the Holy Spirit. God comes to dwell in us, as we'll see today in one of the readings that we were given at Mass, St. Paul saying, don't you know that you're a temple of the Holy Spirit? That the call to transform life, the call to conforming our lives to Jesus and walking in His footsteps, to actually be able to live a transformed life, a new way of living, it's possible only because the Spirit of God, the Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead, God's own Spirit dwells within us. And the whole journey we're going to have through the season of Lent is not simply an act of sheer human willpower. I'm going to stop sinning and I'm going to fix my life so I can offer my life to God in the right way. It includes our mind, it includes our will, it includes everything in us, but it fundamentally is a cooperation with the work of the Spirit that's within us. We can learn to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and to, by His grace, rise to the call, the great call we have to become saints, and be able to embrace it and love the idea, because it doesn't just rely on my own power. It relies on my daily cooperation, no question about it, minute by minute, day by day. But it's not a call that's too high for us on our own strength, it is, but there's a greater strength in us. And it's a season, the penitential season that we're going to move into here of Lent, is not a season of discouragement. It's not a season of self-condemnation. It's not a season that's meant to lead us to beat ourselves in some way that's going to ultimately lead to giving up, which is what happens a lot. This is what the devil wants to do at times like this, is to take the beautiful season we're going to walk in. It's a season of hope. It's a season that's filled with great anticipation of what the Lord wants, but it's also a very sober, a clear-headed and honest season of hopefully walking in humility, to be totally honest before our loving Father about where we stand, eagerly seeking to reset our lives and reset the direction of our life more radically, to be more radically aligned with God the Father's purpose for us. And we can have great hope And we can move into this season with genuine anticipation because we know that God is for us, that God doesn't stand distant and far away. He's not a distant, far away judge who's harsh and impersonal. And he's basically, you know, saying, get your act together. He's saying, no, I'm for you. I've come to dwell in you. And the key to it all, friends, is paying attention to God with all our heart, soul, mind, and strength. That is to desire his will for us and pay attention to the presence and power of the Holy Spirit at work in us. So I want to take the reading from yesterday, the second reading at Mass we're given on Sunday from 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 16 through 23. St. Paul says, brothers and sisters, do you not know that you're the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? If anyone destroys God's temple, God will destroy that person. For the temple of God, which you are, is holy. Okay, there's so much Paul is saying there, and it's so important for us to be able to grasp it. First, the fundamental dignity of who you are as a child of God. In baptism, in that great sacrament of awakening to new life, Jesus came to deal with the sin problem within us. Sin had a hold of us. We were under the dominion of sin, of original sin, the rest. But by the grace of the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, in that sacrament, the power of sin, the reign of sin, its authority over us was broken. We were washed clean by the blood of Christ. And in that moment, we were given a share. We're given a new relationship with God. God came to dwell in each one of us as in a temple. So Paul is reminding us very clearly who we are. It's so important for us to stop wherever we are today at some point, maybe at this moment, wherever you are, and listen to Paul. He's asking you a question. He's asking me a question. Do you not know that you are the temple of God? You actually are. The Spirit of God dwells in you, he said. And the Spirit of God dwells in you. Therefore, you are holy. Paul would say you are saved, you're sanctified. That is, you're set apart for God. So the holiness of your life is not something you produce on your own resources. We're going to see in the gospel reading here before the end of the program, Jesus saying, be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect. This is the church bringing us to the heart of the matter as we enter into the season of Lent, and we understand the fundamental battle that's going on within us. That is, are we awake to the reality of what God has done for us in our baptism? What God is after? He's after making us holy, setting us apart for him, conforming us to the image of his son, Jesus. And that is the image of his son. How did Jesus live his life? Who was he? How did he orient his life? What were his priorities? What was he most radically committed to? What he was most radically committed to was loving the Father and loving the Father's children. And he was very clear to us, how is that love expressed? It's through obedience. It's through humbling ourselves and being obedient to the commandments of God that were given to us for our good, that now by virtue of the presence of the Holy Spirit in our lives, we're given a new heart in the core of our being. We're given a new power to begin to love God first rather than me first, my neighbor even before myself. And that's a transformation only the Holy Spirit can work in us. But the great news is, and this is where the church is reminding us, this is who you are. And so the whole of the Christian life is a cooperation with this work of the Holy Spirit within us. So Paul goes on to say, let no one deceive himself. If anyone among you considers himself wise in this age, let him become a fool so as to become wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness in the eyes of God. For it is written, God catches the wise in their own ruses. And again, the Lord knows the thoughts of the wise, that they're vain. Paul concludes, let no one boast about human beings. For everything belongs to you, Paul or Apollos or Cephas, or the world, or life or death, or the present or the future, all belong to you, and you to Christ, and Christ to God. Everything we've been given has been given to us by God. No man can boast. Why? Because no man can save himself. No man, no woman, none of us can live the life we were actually made for apart from God's grace and God's mercy. And I just want to, last few minutes of the program here, read from the gospel yesterday that we were given, from Matthew chapter 5, Sermon on the Mount stuff. What we see in the Sermon on the Mount, great stuff to reflect on in this season of Lent. This is the teaching, this is the concrete expression of what Jesus means by love. What does love look like? We could see it throughout the whole life and teaching of Jesus, but the Sermon on the Mount is the place where we see the radical nature of the love of God and the call to perfection that Jesus will make for us here in this reading, what it looks like. I'm just going to take the second half of yesterday's reading for time's sake, but Jesus said this, "You've heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be children of your heavenly Father." This is the most, to my mind, the most radical teaching of all that Jesus gives to us. And it's difficult for us to, it's impossible for us to do on our own strength. Because things in us, like Jesus would talk about the condition of the human heart, the fallen human heart that's filled with jealousy and envy, rivalry, conceit, unforgiveness, things of that nature. Jesus is saying, you've heard it said, but I'm telling you the way of perfection. Love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Now, he's not saying have all kinds of feelings of love. You may not, somebody who's harming you, you may not have the, you know, the most sentimental feelings or warm feelings toward them. That's not important. Feelings are data, but we don't base our life and our actions on how we feel. Love is a decision. And love is to will the good of the other. So my response to somebody who's persecuting me, who's harming me, who declares himself my enemy, is to decide to not respond to him or to her the way they're acting toward me. It's not an eye for an eye, as Jesus said earlier, actually, in this reading. But it's to say, I want to live like a child of my Father. And Jesus goes on to say, remember, the Father makes his Son rise on the bad and on the good. And he causes rain to fall on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what good is it that you have? What have you gained? Do not the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet your brothers only, what is so unusual about that? Jesus said. Do not the pagans do the same thing? So, Jesus concludes, be perfect, just as your heavenly Father is perfect. It's a great way to begin to prepare for the season of Lent. What's it all about? Perfection. What does perfection mean? It's the love of God, the love that Jesus is talking about. And it's not, again, simply by my own willpower. Jesus is committed to fulfilling the Father's plan and purpose for each and every one of us. He's going to present those who die in him. He's going to present us perfect to the Father. Jesus is going to produce in us this very life and this very character with our cooperation with the power of the Holy Spirit in us to make us like himself. And what he doesn't complete here, he's going to complete in the season of purification in our lives in purgatory if we need it before we see the Father. We're going to continue to take up these themes tomorrow. Hope you can join us.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'm delighted to offer you Ralph Martin's booklet, Mary's Mission, Our Response, in which he describes the extraordinary role Our Lady has in the mission of the Church. Even in our day, in this hour, the Lord is using her with such profound grace and strength. If you'd like a copy of this free booklet, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.